Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
And women, when I come out here, don't be screaming at me like that. Don't do that. You don't want these problems. I got 10 kids. You don't want to go through that. I got 10 children. I got 10. That's right. And people be asking me stupid questions. Wayne, how you had 10 kids? Hell, I don't know. Too much Yeah, I couldn't pull out, man. My pull-out game ain't nothing, brother. If I tell you how to pull out tonight, don't listen to me. It's that tickling feeling they get me. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm about to pull out. Damn it, I did it again. And Plan B pills don't work for me. My last little baby came out with a Plan B pill in her hand. To my good try, daddy. Got 10 kids, 10, man. And thought I had 11. Yeah, during the pandemic, a girl I used to deal with in high school called me and told me her 14-year-old son was mine. Yeah, so I went to San Antonio, Texas to take the test. She came to the door. And she had turned to a he. I'm like, damn, now I got a whole baby dad out here. I'm like, damn, who gonna pay child support? You need the man up. If you got kids, say, hey, 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 hey. If you don't got kids, say, hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, y'all stop trying to tell us how to raise our damn kids. You don't know these nasty, filthy children. I can't stand people with no kids to my, don't beat the kids, you got to talk to them. You don't, man, beat that goddamn child. You know, because these children now, they know they could call the people if you whoop them. My daughter Zaria, she threatened her mama all the time. She'd be like, if you whoop me, I'm going to call the police. And we thought she was flexing, but her auntie Crystal whooped her. She called the police and Crystal went to jail. So you know me, I talk a lot of junk. I'm like, I got a dog. I said I'm a whooper, but I got too much to lose. She came to my house for Christmas break, heard she had been messed up in school. She walked in the house. I got 7 other daughters beside her. I said, y'all jump her right now. Figure it out. And parents, it's time to keep it real with your kids. Stop lying to them, talking about they could be what they want to be. You know darn well your child can't be what they want to be. How many of y'all children play sports, basketball, football, basketball? Yeah. I don't know who need to hear this, but it ain't the coach. Junior just ain't good. We don't need him in the game. Keep it real with your children, especially the mamas. Y'all be lying to them, hyping the children up. My oldest son, Tony, his mama be telling everybody all his life, Tony going to the NBA. That's a lie. I went to his game. This little Mexican boy crossed him up and said something in Spanish, Perro Caliente. Say, boy, you just got the sauce across out of you. Give me them shoes, you don't need them. My second oldest son, Tamar, his mama always told me, Tamar, the smartest child in the world. Why? Because he made straight A's? Let me tell you something. Just because your child makes straight A's don't make your child that smart. Tamar is not the smartest child in the world. Because for his birthday, when he was in the third grade, I took 24 cupcakes to his classroom. Walked in his classroom, wanting number 4 kids sitting in there. And I knew something was wrong because a little boy came up to me and said, ooh, 24 cupcakes. I said, boy, if you don't get back, I'm gonna trip you right now. And people be trying to praise me about my kids. I said, Wayne, at least you had all your kids. You ain't have no abortions. I'm like, you don't know me. Yeah, my first son, I gave baby mama $500 to have an abortion. She still had my son. Now, when I be seeing him, I be feeling bad. Be like, boy, you don't even know. I had a hit out on you. I be wanting to know, do he feel it in his spirit? Is he gonna switch out on me like Tyree did Ghost on Power? For his birthday, I give him extra forgive and forget some. Keep it real. But parents, let me tell you something. You a good parent. You are a good parent. I know you try to prove it too much online, though. You be saying stuff on social media you don't know if you mean. To my, I'll do anything to protect my child. I'll die for my children, but I don't know if I'll do anything. Come on now, think about that before you said anything. I done thought this scenario through 1,000 times. I remember my son was young. I said, think about it. I said, man, what if we walking together late at night by ourselves in the alley, and a crazy man come with a gun out of nowhere and be like, hey, listen here, either I rape you or kill your son. Whoa! Junior, let me talk to you for a minute. Stop crying, you're going to heaven, boy. They got Fortnite in heaven, too. Yeah, don't judge me. I got 10 kids. I can spare one. Oh, hey, you look, what you'll do, brother? That's right, hush, drink your drink.
Watch Country Wayne, A Woman's Prayer, only on Netflix.